Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
There's one brick-and-mortar business in the Triangle that accepts Bitcoin, and that's Rise Biscuits and Donuts in Durham.
Folks, I've got some donut holes up here. Help yourselves while you're waiting.
To be honest, the line isn't wrapped around the room and out the door with people trying to use their Bitcoins. It's the biscuits, pigs in a blanket, hash cakes, and fresh donuts. Dave Piercy just placed his order.
Chicken biscuit with American cheese, one hash cake, and one creme brulee?
Yep.
$9.41. What's your name, bud?
Piercy recently got a new job. He and friends stopped at Rise to sort of celebrate.
I'm actually moving to New York today. So this is my last meal in North Carolina before I leave.
But like many people who've been hearing bits and pieces about Bitcoin in the news, Piercy is skeptical about the digital currency.
It kind of scares me a little bit just because it is so unregulated, especially because I heard recently apparently like a Bitcoin area got like hacked or something. I was like, I don't know if I want my money just being hacked like that. It just feels very unsafe for me personally. I don't know.
Piercy may not know much about Bitcoin, virtual wallets, or a cryptocurrency, but Tom Ferguson does. He's the owner of Rise Biscuits and Donuts, which started accepting Bitcoin last month. Ferguson has a separate tablet at the register for customers paying with Bitcoin. Virtual money is transferred via barcode.
We bring this up and we would put in here, let's say, $5, and then we go request payment. And then they take their phone, point it toward it, take a picture, and then they accept the transaction, and it's complete.
Very quick.
Ferguson says Rise has processed about 40 Bitcoin transactions so far.
You like this?
I love it. I love it because the technology has the possibility of taking the middleman out, which is the banks to me.
Ferguson says on a credit card charge, he pays 2.75%. On a Bitcoin transaction, he pays nothing except for the 1% fee to transfer the Bitcoin payment to dollars at the end of the day. Customers are paying in percentages. The value of one Bitcoin is going for about $600, according to Coinbase.com.
I think that this is the revolution for, you know, for the system of the way we take money in the future. I really believe in it.
Ferguson believes in Bitcoin so much, he recently increased the minimum wage of his hourly workers to $10.10 an hour, a move being pushed by the Obama administration. North Carolina has been slower to embrace Bitcoin than several other places across the country and around the world. But now, there is a Triangle Bitcoin meetup. Brad Wheeler, a PhD student in public health at UNC, helped start the group.
And it's grown by leaps and bounds. We started with maybe 20 people or so, and now we have 113 as of today. Who are members of the Triangle Bitcoin Meetup on meetup.com.
Wheeler has used his Bitcoin virtual wallet to purchase coffee, computer software, and he's donated money to a homeless outreach organization in Florida. Oh, and he's bought donuts at Rise. Wheeler says the barriers to using Bitcoin are decreasing every day.
I feel like this technology is so interesting and so disruptive that even the institutions we normally do business with, like our larger banking institutions, our payment institutions, might start adopting this in some way. Not exactly sure how.
That's still way up in the air. Financial experts recognize the growth of the virtual currency concept and the benefit of Bitcoin in retailing, but today it's not a reliable store of value, extremely volatile. The value of one Bitcoin has topped $1,000, and it's fallen sharply. If you want to know what businesses accept Bitcoin around the world, check out coinmap.org.
Three hash cakes!
Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.